News. I'm Tim McGuire. Second day of negotiations finds U.S.-Mexican officials unable to reach a deal to avert import tariffs that President Trump is threatening to impose as he tries to strong-arm Mexico, stemming the flow of Central American migrants across the U.S. southern border. Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard.
We have a meeting this afternoon. Tomorrow we are going to retake our conversations. We don't have yet an agreement, but we are advancing in order to reach an agreement as we want.
Ebrard adds his government is planning to deploy 6,000 National Guard troops to its border with Guatemala to help control the flow of the migrants. On this 75th anniversary of D-Day, dignitaries, including President Trump, were in Normandy, France. So were those who fought that day. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
At the event overlooking Omaha Beach, the president mentioned some D-Day survivors who were on hand.
Army medic Ray Lambert.
No, I did not know that the president was going to mention my name.
And more than that.
He dragged out one man after another.
I didn't take it that it was personally for me. He was talking about the American soldiers that had given their lives.
Sitting in the American military cemetery afterward, those buried there were on the 98-year-old Lambert's mind.
These men were all my brothers.
I'm Sagar Magani.
In New York, an Army military training vehicle overturned, killing one West Point cadet, West Point Superintendent Lieutenant General Darrell Williams.
It is not common for these vehicles to turn over. It's very rough terrain. You can see the hills we have here. We want to make sure that our soldiers and our cadets train in realistic training environment. So this is a part of our realistic training.
This is AP Radio News. A U.S. commander says a show of military force got Iran's attention.
The top commander of American forces in the Middle East said Thursday Iran has chosen to step back and recalculate after a United States buildup of military assets in the region. General Frank McKenzie spoke with three reporters accompanying him to the Gulf. The USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, four Air Force B-52 bombers, and additional batteries of Army Patriot air defense systems were rushed to the region after U.S. intelligence picked up on Iranian threats in the first days of May. McKenzie added he still has concerns about potential aggression by Iran. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Simple Nature, a one-person candle company in Indiana, draws the ire of Ohio State Tourism Director with its unscented Ohio candle labeled, "Not much to see, not much to do." Buckeye Tourism Director Lydia Malik says Ohio has lots of scents, including lake breezes and stadium mustard at Cleveland's Progressive Field. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.